I'm moving. I'm going to move May 10th. Going to move in with Josh.
Aww.
Party at his place. Yep.
Split in the
fridge.
The fridge.
Yep. Divide the fridge. Divide the bed.
You guys
all that.
Literally live in the same building?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll live in the same building. So I'll
That's
be like,
awesome.
Yeah. I was about to, I'm like, I'm not going to give floor information away, but yeah, but yeah, we'll be in the same building. It'll be cool. It'll be
That's
fun.
Cool.
It's only like a few blocks from where I'm at right now, but so I've started packing and stuff, and I went to see the Northman,
the Northern
the Northman, the Northman,
the Northman.
How do you say that? I've never said that out loud. The Northman.
Yeah.
I went to see the Northman this weekend, and my dog has like separation anxiety, and I think I've been like triggering him a little bit lately with like all my packing and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I went to see that movie, came
Did
back.
You like the
that
movie?
Movie's pretty long. Yes, movie's really good, by the way.
Okay. I saw it all as well, and it is good.
Yeah, it's pretty
I'll
good.
Second that.
Yeah. Weird, but good. A good weird.
I thought, not to get too crazy into the Northman, but I mean,
yeah.
Who are
we
kidding? We
can talk about them.
We got time to kill, right? Like, if you've already started listening to this episode, you're pretty much screwed. You're just going to have to sit there and listen to us now.
You're in it now.
Yeah, too late. Sorry, sucker. There was a movie like The Northman not too long ago, but it was more weird than The Northman. The Green Knight.
Oh, yeah.
I liked The Green Knight better than The Northman.
So did I. I really liked The Green Knight. But
okay.
I do not blame people who don't like it because it's like, it's very different. It's kind of drawn out and can be kind of, a lot of people described it as boring. And I'm like, I totally get that.
Yeah. It's more like, I mean, it's more for like highbrow artistic folk, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
people who
I
just
get
understand.
If you don't get it.
Yeah.
I get that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's for people with kind of an artist's eye.
Yeah.
I think.
Right.
Yeah. People who are good with art and you can appreciate art.
Yes. It's like every frame of painting.
Yes, every frame a painting.
And if you're an art appreciator, which I know I guess both of us are.
Two of us at least are.
Two of us at least. Someone else snuck out and said, I'm going to go watch the new Spider-Man. And we're like, okay, gosh, whatever.
Woohoo. When's Marvel putting out another movie? Woo. I hope they put Star Wars in it.
Where's Thor's big hammer? Why don't you do the smashy? All things. Wait, Josh is here on this episode.
Oh,
shit. I thought it was another No Josh episode.
Shit.
Fuck.
You guys, is it getting dark? Up your own asses?
Oh.
Oh,
jeez.
Okay.
That's an artistic joke in case you didn't catch it.
No, I did catch it because I'm artistic.
Artistic or so what about your dog?
Oh, so anyway, I went and saw The Northman. Weird. It was kind of weird, not as weird as The Green Knight, but a little weird, but good. I think more people will probably like The Northman.
Yeah.
But so it's a pretty long movie, I feel like. So like 2.5 hours or something like that.
What is it?
It's a movie about it's like a Viking-ish movie. I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's a movie about this.
It's Beowulf.
It is kind of Beowulf, yeah. It's about a Viking who loses his kingdom as a child, and it's like a revenge story for him.
Yeah, he has like a power.
It's pretty
up.
Good. Yeah, and it's also weirdly video gamey.
Yeah.
Too. Like
he spends
gets,
the whole
like,
movie just powering
and
up.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish they would have gone more fantasy. Honestly, though, like.
Yeah.
Like it was.
Well, they tried to play a weird line. They tried to do like a. Yeah. And it was kind of. That part was a little odd to me. But.
I wish they would have just gone all in on it instead of trying to make it like, oh, there is like fantasy in this world, but it's more like in our minds, not in reality sort of deal.
Yeah. Yeah. They kept doing that. And I was just like, just commit. Or like, I thought the payoff was going to be that, like, you know, then that shit did ended up happening for real. But anyway, I don't want to spoil anything. But, anyway, I get back home. Long movie.
Mm-hmm.
My dog, who has separation anxiety, has destroyed every single moving box that I purchased. So, okay, here's backing up a little bit before that. My dog, when I first got him, he had a kennel, right? And he always kind of liked his kennel, but I feel like I was using it too much when I was leaving, and he started to dislike it, so I stopped using it for a while. But then he started to kind of act crazy again when I was leaving, and I thought, well, I'll put him in his kennel, and, like, you know, he'll remember that or whatever, and he'll be, like, happy in there. And, like, so I put him in there. He was totally cool. He was, like, sleeping and stuff. I leave. I sneak out to go see this movie, and he had in that time, he had unlatched both latches on the kennel and got out of the kennel.
Now, you've sent us screenshot or like photos of the dogs destroying furniture. So yeah. I was prepared to be like, oh, this is that chair picture or whatever, the last one you sent. But no, this is a further destruction.
Further destruction. Yeah. So somehow he was able to open his own kennel from, I don't know how. It's got two different latches on it. Damn. So that means he unlatched one and then went down and unlatched the other and just pushed it open.
It could have been like a Tom and Jerry scenario where, you know, a little mouse came in and unlatched it too. Something to consider.
He's got like a little friend mouse hanging out. Yeah.
I'll unlatch it, but you can eat the boxes, but you got to bring me cheese.
Yeah.
Things I to hope consider. It's
that. Okay. Yeah. So he got out. He went out into the door where I left, and he just like but right next to the door, I have brand new, just like I think it's like a 20 pack of moving boxes, large. Oh my god, dude! Cardboard.
You're making my mouth water just talking about those.
He just obliterated the moving boxes. That sounds so
delicious to just chew up.
I know. I guess so. Yeah,
I'll admit, I actually came over and unlatched his latches and ate the boxes with him.
Okay.
That is the mouse.
They were great. Yeah.
There's a little sriracha on there.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. So, yeah. He did that. And he also got into the bubble wrap that I ordered for moving. And he chewed up all the bubble wrap.
Well, now are so you sure was that wasn't bubble Cassidy?
Wrap all over the place.
Bubble wrap.
That
delicious.
Could have been Cassidy. Yeah. When I first opened the door and I saw the bubble wrap, I was like, Cassidy fucking did this again.
Where is he? Mouse has been here again.
Where is he?
Who told Cassidy I was going to see this movie?
I'm like peeking behind the fucking couch.
Yeah, like your head pops out and then my dog's head pops out.
Ruh-roh. Yeah, classic. Yeah.
So
that's
he did that, and then he also destroyed all of the moving tape that I bought as well.
Wow. So now
what did you have left?
Yeah. When he destroys it,
I had nothing left. I literally like he destroyed. So the moving tape was recoverable. Cause I was just like, it was like broken into plastic pieces. And I just kind of like found a way to just use the tape and not use the like unroller thing. But it's really made moving a lot more difficult. Still doing it.
So do you think he doesn't want to move? Is that him trying to tell you he's happy where he is, you think?
I think what it is they, when they have separation anxiety, they go to the door because they know that's where I left out of. And then they destroy what's near the door. Mm-hmm. And all that shit was near the door. So, it's just fun to chew on that stuff, I guess.
That's interesting. But. So if you did have something you wanted destroyed, you could just put it by the door and then the dog would destroy it. Like, say, your homework.
I could, but I would never dare do that.
So does he eat it or does he just tear it up? Oh.
He doesn't eat it. He just tears it up. Oh. Yeah. I have a camera that I've set up sometimes to watch him when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've seen him. I've gone back and looked at the recordings before. And I'm like, oh my God, he's like a demon dog. It's crazy, dude.
That's awesome.
He's like putting his paws up on the walls. And like
just losing his shit.
Yeah, just losing his shit. Yeah. So I feel bad because I'm like, I don't know what to do about a dog with separation anxiety. Like I'm trying to learn how to train them and stuff. Like the kennel thing, I don't think I'm gonna use the kennel anymore, obviously, because he can get out of it. And if he wants out of it, then it's not good to have a kennel. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a kennel and your dog doesn't want to be in the kennel, then you should not be putting them in the kennel.
Yeah.
Basically.
Have you just tried putting every, like all your most precious valuables in the kennel with him?
Yeah. Okay. Or just maybe pieces of cardboard in there and just see if,
dog whisperer over here.
Yeah.
Look, man. You can have this anytime. Now you don't really, what's the fun in just destroying it? Mind
games. That's true. They do that.
That's funny. Yeah. Damn, that's so crazy.
I think, well, yeah, it's pretty crazy. What I'm going to starting a new program soon after I move, where the first week I'm going to do, I'm going to leave every single day.
Are you sending them to a doggy boot camp where they yell at him and shit?
I wish. Like, yeah. I would love to just hire somebody to come in and just, you know, help them with that shit.
Don't they have people that do that?
Yeah, but it's so expensive.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
But it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, yeah. And, like, they would have to be, like, with separation anxiety, like, you literally, when you're training them to get out of it, you have to never trigger the separation anxiety while you're training them. Because what you're doing is you're, like, you're extending the amount of time they're willing to be with you over, slowly over time. So, like, the first week, I'm away from them for 30 minutes every day, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'll have a camera on him and I'll make sure that, like, he's not freaking out in those 30 minutes, right? And then the next week after that, I extend it up to 45 minutes. And then I just slowly start adding time on until he stops freaking out, right? Until eventually I get to, like, you know, 6 hours or something.
So when you saw that movie, did you, like, check your phone and you had, like, a bunch of notifications that there was, like, motion?
I didn't have the camera running. I didn't think I needed to because I didn't think he would get out of his kennel, you know?
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm like, damn. All right. And I'm not going to, like, yeah. I don't believe in kenneling a dog unless they want to be in there. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
But. That makes sense. And
yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
Now I know I didn't have to cut the cable on the camera when I came in either. I guess you just didn't even have it on.
Oh, which one?
What? So that's, I don't know. I've never had a dog that was that crazy, I guess. I've never had one that tore up stuff like that. My thing,
he doesn't do it when he's around me. He only does it when I'm gone, which is weird.
I had a dog that would pee on everything when you weren't around. And that drove me insane. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. He does that too. Okay. He'll pee and poop sometimes. That's why I always walk him and give him a really long walk before I leave.
I see.
So that he gets all of his pee and poop out.
he's just like gripping the ball like, oh, come on, just a little bit. I got to make this work. This is what I love to do. His eyes are like crossing, trying to take a shit on your couch. I have to leave with this. He has to know.
Let's get the message.
Let's take a little break, and when we come back, we will talk about Barry on HBO. We'll be right back. Welcome to Binge or Cringe, the podcast about first episodes. I'm your host, Cassidy, and with me today is Josh.
Hello.
And Jake.
Hello.
We're back on track with the music that gets us our hands slapped every time. We gotta figure this out at some point, but not this week. Or probably next.
Copyright. Copyright.
Copyright.
Is it, what is it, the digital millennium? What is that thing called? Digital millennium?
Elon Musk, Tesla?
Yes, that one.
Metaverse.
Metaverse, the Digital Metaverse Act. We must stop it.
We must Is that really is there like another one that's coming around that's bad?
No, it's the one that's caught the one that when it passed, it caused all this shit on YouTube and everything to just go bonkers with copyright.
That was
DMCA.
DMCA. That was the one like they were trying to fight for like years and years and years, right?
Yeah, and everybody was saying, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be terrible. And then they passed it anyway, and turns out it's terrible. Guess what? It sucks ass. Yeah, it's the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Really? Millennium?
Yeah, because it's like, I think they named it that because it's like, oh, it's the turn of the millennium. It's a new millennium. We got to do digital.
We got to make things shittier.
Yeah. can't have the internet be cool anymore.
Right. They're having too much fun online.
Exactly.
If you guys want to send us a message, I forgot to do this in our last episode, go to anchor.fm/bingercringepod. You can leave us a message there, and we will play it on the next show. We had a listener's call in a few shows ago in the Severance episode.
Yeah.
Or you can email us.
Very excited listeners.
Yes. Or you can email us at bingercringepod@gmail.com. And that's
right.
So,
and now I think we can visit. There's a website now, right? Bingercringe.com.
Oh, yeah, bingercringe.com. We got the URL. So
that's right.
We've secured the rights. I should just say that. That's
called
easier.
Up Elon Musk. Said, give us this domain. It was his, but we took it from him. But yeah, bingercringe.com.
Bingercringe.com. There we go.
URL.
We also, never mind. I was going to say we took Grimes from him, but I think she left on her own accord. she left willingly. Ran away.
Willingly. And he's been great ever since. What can I say?
Yeah, he's been as about as normal as a person as you can be online.
Yeah, clearly things going great over there.
Yeah. So this week we watched Barry, season 3, episode 1. We've all watched season 1 and 2, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, when was that? Wasn't there a past episode where we like both watched a different season of something?
You know, what was that? I was that started. Witcher? Yeah, it was Witcher.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I started this episode on season 2, episode 1, and I watched it for like 5 or 6 minutes, and I was like, I kept thinking, this is really weird that they're like redoing a lot of the same stuff.
The exact same.
Oh, yeah. Weird style choice.
Yeah.
Style
choice.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hold on. And then I found the new episode.
That's funny.
The show opens up with Barry out in the desert with a guy named Jeff. So, and Jeff's asking him to kill this other guy. And Barry's kind of standing around and Jeff's like, bring over something to cut his eyelids off.
Yeah.
And so Barry goes over and then Jeff has changed his mind and he doesn't want to kill that guy anymore for sleeping with his wife. Good intro.
Really good intro. And also good job of reminding me where things kind of left off too. Cause like now he's on his own doing his own hits basically.
Right.
But yeah.
Barry's just, yeah, very much like a contract to hire mercenary, what is it? Assassin.
Yeah. Hitman.
And it also just showed like where his mind space was. Like he was just like, he ended up killing both of those guys because he couldn't have any loose wires or, you know.
Right. Cause what happened was that guy had hired him to bring him out to basically to kidnap this guy who slept with his wife, bring him all the way out here. And then they were going to make him dig his own grave and shoot him. Right. That's kind of what was going on.
Yep.
And then, it is funny though, how like he just, the guy that wanted to do that, talked to the other guy for like a minute and then instantly just like forgave him and everything. It was just like, you know what? Never mind. And that's when, Barry was like, well, no, I'm going to kill you both now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that was good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
We go and see Sally, his girlfriend. She's giving him directions and stuff. And I really don't remember what happened with Sally in the other seasons, but she is coming off very terribly. So she's like giving him all these directions and just being really annoying. And he's basically just like sitting there, not really paying attention because he's playing a video game and his controller's broken or something. Yeah. But man, they really did a number on Sally. I didn't remember her being so bad.
She's always been very full of herself and like thinking she's the best actress.
Okay.
Like when she was at the class, she was always like that too. She was always like, she thought she was the best in the class and stuff. So she was always kind of that way. And then what happened was in season 2, she kind of got rewarded with a career now. And so now she's like an actual actress, like not just doing classes. And so now she's just kind of the natural evolution of that, right? Where she's just like extremely full of herself now because now the world is rewarding her for that.
I see.
That makes more sense. Yeah, because I didn't remember either. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Her character is good. And then like it kind of goes between it though. Like she's not a one note character. Like she's very, there's a lot of depth to her character. And like, that's kind of, I think what the initial connection between her and Barry was. But yeah, so I just don't think that was really in this episode, but
yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. She is a good character. Like she's being awful, but that is, it's just like an exaggerated version of how she's been throughout the rest of the show, I guess.
Right.
But I do like the relationship she had with Barry, like I'm recalling it now as you're saying it, like she was kind of always like the leader he needed, or like the hype person he needed. Like she was, because she was so full of herself, she was able to help him be more confident in himself. I remember him having a lot of confidence issues and stuff like that.
Yeah. And he kind of clung to her.
Yeah.
And because she had nothing but confidence and stuff. So,
right. They both have their issues, and they had made it work. Now, as we see in season 3, it doesn't look like it's working as much anymore. They're kind of both wrapped up in their own shit. It seems like Barry's off losing his mind, and she's off being, as famous as she can be.
Literally losing his mind.
Right.
I think, is there a scene? There's several times in this episode where he's talking to somebody, and then you just hear like a silenced gunshot, and then a bullet appears in their forehead, and then like blood runs down. But like, every time that happened, I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, it's just him. It shows that he's zoning out and he's just thinking about, like, clearly his work is just fucking him up a lot.
Is he thinking about killing them?
I don't know. I think he's just like, maybe? He's just imagining a bullet flying out of from behind him and just hitting them in the head. I don't know.
It's interesting because, like, the two guys he killed at the beginning of the show, that's exactly what happened. So it's like, we've seen it so many times, and he's clearly seen it so many times where you're just standing there talking to somebody, and then next thing you know, they're dead.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, it's hard to say what he's going through there. If he's thinking about killing him, or if he's just like, he's just losing his mind.
Yeah. But maybe, because I think the first time it happens is when I forgot her name already.
Sally?
When Sally is like yelling at him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that is it. Maybe he's just like thinking about killing them or just imagining. Or you know what it is? I think he's just imagining him, because that's how he always deals with his problems, right? Oh. As soon as a problem presents itself, he just shoots, like right at the beginning. That's what he did to Jeff.
And I think you got it.
Yeah. It's like, fuck it.
Yep. So that's like, he's getting yelled at right now. This is not desirable. Like, he just, you know, I could just end this by just shooting him in the head, basically. Yeah.
And maybe he's also just checking out. Like, he's coping with it without actually having to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good effect, though, in the show.
Yeah. Because you see it in the show, and it looks just, that's a thing being the viewer. It's like, it looks exactly the same whether it's real or fake. Fake, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. So. Yeah. And then it's just so cool how like it'll happen and then like the sound will kind of fade out to kind of almost like it's trying to trick you a little bit into thinking that it really did happen.
Yeah.
And then the character will just keep talking like normal. Like nothing went on. And it's just like, I just thought that was so cool.
Yeah. It's a really good effect. Yeah. We cut over to NoHo Hank. I think probably one of the best characters of all time.
pretty much. So he's happy to see him again.
So good. He's being interrogated. Oh, okay. So the detectives show up and they take him in and he's like, oh, my first interrogation. I'm like legit nervous. He said, so good.
The interrogation scene was really good.
Now, would you say this show is a comedy? Because the comedy in this show is just so far beyond what we watched last week, you know?
Yeah.
Like it just...
I mean, it is definitely a comedy. It's definitely like a dark comedy.
Dark comedy.
Which is kind of...
I agree with that.
Yeah. Dark comedy is kind of having its heyday right now, right? Like you've got Barry, you've got Severance, you've got Succession. Like...
There's a lot of really good dark comedies.
A lot of really good dark comedies happening now, and all of them pretty much are hitting.
Yeah.
So I would describe it as a dark comedy drama.
Yeah. I agree with that. I liked so during the interrogation, they were showing photos. I just wrote some notes down of just like things I liked, like the photos. They were like showing photos of NoHo Hank and he's like posing in the photos. Like he's just being his typical flamboyant self. And he just looks like he's like, and all these funny poses. He calls, what is the guy's name who hired Barry originally? I kept trying to catch his name, but I could not. Is it Greg? No, it's not. It's not Greg. No, Greg is the teacher.
But the guy, is that the guy that Hank sold out? That they kept calling him, referring to as Raven later.
Yes, the Raven.
Yeah, the guy they called the Raven. Raven. So funny.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Is it Gene?
I need to look. It might. That sounds closer.
Sounds right.
I think it's Gene.
It might be Gene. Oh no, it's Fuchs.
Fuchs. Okay, that's yes. Okay. Yeah. Fuchs. I remember Fuchs.
Really close to Gene.
Yeah. Gene is the Gene is what Gene is his teacher.
Okay, Gene is the teacher. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I wrote down,
I like how the only characters that names that we actually remember episode to episode is Barry and NoHo Hank.
That's all. You can make it through the whole episode just knowing those names and having a good
exactly,
time.
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
So we cut over to Fuchs, and he's milking the goat for his cereal, which was good.
Yep.
There's so many good scenes just in this first episode. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's just hitting y'all. It's just hitting you with them right after one after another.
And they're just so like distinct, you know, to the characters. Mm-hmm. Like Barry's whole moment in the first episode or in the first like, you know, few minutes, great. NoHo.
Yeah.
Like it's a perfect illustration of who these people are and just these small little capsules.
Good execution.
And it also it's a really good, it's almost like it's really good writing knowing that they have this kind of bigger gap between the last season. Because it's like, it's immediately going through all the characters and showing you exactly where they're at right now. You know what I mean? Like you see Barry where he's at, you see Sally where she's at, you see Fuchs where he's at, fucking NoHo Hank and his, you know, having a relationship. And like, you see all of that immediately. And I really appreciated that. Cause I was like, I don't know if you guys, did you guys watch a recap or anything before you went into this? Yeah, I forgot a lot.
Same.
That went on.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go into this not watching a recap because I wanted to see if they could like, if I, you know, how bad it was if I didn't know what, you know, remember anything. Mm-hmm. But I thought they did a pretty good job of kind of catching me up. I mean, obviously they can't just tell you what happened last time. I mean, they can before the episode, like a previously on, but yeah, in the episode, they have to be kind of tactful with it. And I thought they did a good job.
I mean, some shows will do that. Some shows will treat you like a dummy and just show you everything and have flashbacks and shit. So I appreciate them not doing that.
Right.
I did wonder, though, like, I don't think anybody's going to jump into season 3, episode 1, without having seen the first two seasons. But I was thinking, like, would you know what was going on if you did that? And I think enough. I think you would understand it well enough, but you'd also have to be, I mean, do people do that? I hope people don't do that.
I think it's purely like, cause they're probably thinking about two different types of people, right? There's people that are not going to watch season 3, or like a lot of people who experience all of Barry are going to watch it from season 1 all the way through. And they're not going to know about the year gaps between the seasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like you got to build the show around them, but also around the people like us who like are not going to rewatch season 2. We're just going to wait the 2 years and then watch season 3, and then it's like and not watch a recap. So you kind of have to. I feel bad for them because it's like a tough thing to. It's a tough thing to deal with.
Yeah. Well, they did a really good job on it. I'd say like I was.
No, they pulled it off.
And it made me want to watch season 1 and 2 again because they were so good.
I started remembering a lot of scenes and shit from it. And I was like, God, I just want to see that again.
Yeah.
It was just a good first episode that if you brought someone in that you're seeing and they hadn't seen the first, you're like, just watch that tonight with me. And they'd be like, oh yeah, I'm probably going to go watch the first 2 seasons because it was that good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good hook.
It is.
I agree. So we see Barry taking another hit job. And I like that. Like he was talking to the woman on the phone about taking the hit job and he's asking her about flowers. She's like, are you a psycho? And I was like, oh man, that's great.
I love that he's basically finding these on like Craigslist.
Yeah.
It's just so great. Like, and it's just like some like suburban mom or whatever. And she's just like mad at her neighbor or some shit. Like, it's just like the most basic ass shit, but she's trying to hire a hitman to kill somebody.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Barry So then we go over to Sally. We see the movie scene with Sally. We see her being super fucking rude to her assistant, telling her not to talk during their meetings.
Yeah. Just being generally awful.
I thought that the way they filmed her scene where she walked through all the sets and was just telling everybody what to do, I thought that was filmed really well. Like, that was a really cool segment.
Yep.
And it also was like a very quick, like, here's where she is at. She's the boss. She's yelling at everyone. She doesn't have respect for anybody. She's full of herself.
Yeah.
This is her on the set. And then to show like the relationship between her and Barry, Barry shows up with the flowers and goes into her, you know, spiel about like, oh, telling him all of the stuff that she told him previous. Like, she's just on another level, you know?
Yeah. She's just purely in her own head. It feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
the world
he's
is
like,
hers.
Yeah. And she has like a narrative, like you said, going on in her head constantly that she's trying to play out. I liked when he was like, she's like, oh, I love these flowers. And he's like, oh, I got them from Ralph's.
Yeah. Yeah. Worst possible thing you could probably say.
Right. He's just like totally sabotaging her, but
yeah.
And yeah, that's the point where he imagines her being shot, actually.
Yep.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
We cut over to NoHo Hank talking with his boyfriend about Barry killing their buddies. I also like that his boyfriend's name is Cristobal. Cristobal.
Yeah, Cristobal. Yeah.
What a good name.
Cristobal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a really good scene from season two where he's like, remember when they're like trying to snipe Barry on the roof and Barry is just like, I don't know if he's like typing on his laptop or whatever, and just bullets just keep like hitting his wall and just like, what the fuck? And he like looks outside. And then, yeah, that's where he has like a scene where he's like 50-50 with Cristobal and they're like doing the dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I remember it, but I can't visualize it. I remember him being
like,
this is really good.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite scenes, is just the guy is trying to snipe Barry on the roof, just missing every shot so badly. And like, Barry has time to go all the way downstairs, come all the way back up onto the roof. Yeah, this is good.
So Barry then shows up. I did like the banter between Cristobal and NoHo Hank, where they're talking about killing, like, Barry killed all my buddies. And the other one's like, but I have no more buddies. He killed all my buddies. And
yeah, and then, that was just funny. It's a funny scene.
Yep.
And then Barry, so then NoHo goes outside, and then Barry shows up at his place asking for work, which is crazy that he's back in it.
Yeah, and also just really funny that like Barry literally tried to set him up like by leaving his card at the murder scene and shit. And it's just so funny when NoHo describes that to him. And he's just like, you literally like left my card and tried to frame me. Like, why are you here? You're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's just good.
So good. There's so many scenes of like these three or four guys telling each other to never talk to them again. And they always keep coming back to each other.
Yeah. They never leave each other's lives. They're just always there. Yeah.
It is like a cycle of like an abusive relationship between like
toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like so, Barry, NoHo, the teacher and the guy, I forgot his name. Fugues. Yeah. They just go round and round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're always drawn to each other.
So Barry's basically, this is where he's like saying he's losing his mind. NoHo quotes Shawshank Redemption. But and he says, you know what they say in Shawshank Redemption, get rich or die trying.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's probably not right.
Your character would say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think get rich or die trying. I think people attribute that to 50 Cent. I think that's what people say that comes from.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that's from Shawshank Redemption.
No. So then we go over and we see Greg's, which is Mr. Goulet, or no, Cousineau. The act, was it?
Cousineau.
Yeah. Gene Cousineau.
There we go. So he decides he's going to try to kill Barry because I believe at the end of season two, is that when the guy whispered in his ear, like, Barry killed the girl that you like?
Yeah, but he said, yeah, Barry did this, basically, whenever he found his wife's dead body.
So he's going to go try to kill Barry. We see that the school has been shut down, the improv school, after 15 years. Barry shows up.
I completely forgot that earlier in the episode, Gene was trying to convince the police that Barry did it, and the police don't believe him. And the police are like, no, it was some guy named the Raven.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, even Gene, like, who's like a really ridiculous character, is just like, what?
Yeah. The scene with them was pretty good. Like, he tries to shoot Barry and the gun, like the revolver, falls out of the gun, rolls on the floor.
That was my favorite part of the episode, just because he has this really serious talk, and like the camera's slowly zooming in, and he's like talking to Barry, and then finally there's this moment where like he's like, so you're gonna come with me to the police station, or you're gonna die here, right? And it's kind of a cool moment. You're like, oh shit. And then you just see his face frozen, and you just hear the gun fall apart in his hands, and just fucking bullets hit the floor. That part, I died at that part. That part was so funny.
So good. And I do think his character is generally like always fucking up like that. So
yeah, he is. It was just so well executed, that scene.
So then I believe Barry takes him out to the desert to shoot him.
Same spot where he did that with the other guy.
There's going to be an insane amount of bodies found at that spot.
I know. Yeah. I'm just hearing everybody there.
And they're basically going back and forth. And he says, forgiveness has to be earned, which was a quote that NoHo Hank had said earlier. So Barry says that to Mr. Kusno, which I thought was good. It was like a callback to something that had happened earlier. Yeah. And it also made sense that he would, because Barry typically does not forgive anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Barry is always attached to those, like, people always give him wisdom, and it always sticks with him. Mm. You know what I mean? And like, that was another example where like somebody gave him a piece of wisdom, and he almost treats it like gospel in his own brain.
He does.
And it, yeah.
That's like his whole arc.
That was another interesting way. Really, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's him trying to figure out who he is, like the whole acting thing, and trying to figure things out.
And he always wants somebody to do it for him. You know what I mean? Like somebody to be his like leader or his father figure or whatever it is. Like he just needs somebody to take control of his life.
Right. That's what he did with Sally. That's what he did with his teacher. That's what he did with the guy at the very beginning from the first, you know, the very first episode, the guy that he worked for.
Yeah, Fuchs.
Fuchs.
Yeah.
He's always had that father figure. It's crazy. Yeah.
And he goes from figure to figure, too. Mm-hmm. So it's just, yeah.
So that will probably be the final arc of the show, would be my guess, is him figuring himself out and realizing he should not be dependent on someone else like that, would be my guess.
Yeah. I would hope so.
That would be the full arc, right?
Yeah, for his character, yeah. But we'll see, because it seems like it just gets worse and worse. So
the show kind of reminds me of like Breaking Bad in a way, with the way the characters are written. Like they're so distinct, and they have their recurring issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just with a little more comedy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And objectively, just a lot of terrible people. Like, Barry is a terrible person.
Yes.
Like, he's killed so many people. He's just murdered his friends and shit. Like, he's horrible. But the show presents him in a way where, like, you root for him in a way. So it's just like, it's like that.
A lot of similarities there.
Yep.
Well, let's do it. Let's go around the horn and decide. I think this is a pretty easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a binge or a cringe? And Josh, we will start with you.
It's a binge.
What?
Oh, shit.
Josh just went full screen mode on us.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was an easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Jake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a binge. It's like, it's the kind of binge where I'm going to watch the episode like as soon as it airs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to wait till the next day. I'm just going to watch it every day. I think it's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Now we have Spy X Family and Barry to watch each week.
Oh, yeah. I'm
excited. Good shit. The pandemic is over, baby. We got the shows are coming back.
Shows are coming back.
For me, I give it a binge. My camera doesn't zoom as much as Josh's.
Yeah, yours is like a micro zoom.
It's like a binge.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is more of the toot. His is like a fart.
His is like a
yours
long.
Is like a toot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way people explain things.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys don't use that? I use that all the time.
Are these the artistic folks?
Give me more. I want more of like a toot sized order.
Does that come in super toot? Can you large fart this meal, please?
That's right. Sir, we keep asking you to not come here. Please stop coming here.
Quit walking up to the drive thru.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to fart size everything. That's great. Well, that was our review of the show Barry, season 3, episode 1. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we will play a little game I've devised. I will have more details when we come back. We'll be right back. So I always think, I don't write down a name of the game, and then I think, oh, I'll just come up with it when the time comes. And it never happens that way. So we're going to play a little game called Austin Powers or James Bond is the name of the game.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let me get this queued up. This might be a little difficult to do. We'll see how it goes. Oh, hold on. This is fine. Okay. Now, is it James Bond or Austin Powers? This game is so cool. Could play for hours. To solve the question, use your brain powers. And if they make you horny, baby, to take a shower. $1 million? I guess that's something. Let's play the game. That's all I got.
Wow.
So this is
a live performance. I don't know if anybody at home realizes, but that was done live on the spot.
Single take.
Single take.
Single take.
This is
one
why
take Cassidy.
Yeah. So Austin Powers or James Bond.
You're not going to do the James Bond side of the song, too?
Let's just say that was a rough one to figure out the lyrics
okay,
to.
All right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a character's name, and I want you to decide if that came from James Bond or if that's a character from Austin Powers. We got 10 character names, and we'll start with Felicity Willing. Is she from Austin Powers or is she from James Bond?
I'm going to go with James Bond.
Josh?
Yeah, I'll say James Bond.
You're both on the board. It is James Bond. Let me write your names down here. 1-1. How about we go to number 2, Holly Goodhead. Is she?
Austin Powers?
These names are also... Hey, disclaimer, these names are all going to be terrible. So, one for... Okay.
What was it? Austin Goodhead?
Holly Goodhead.
Holly Goodhead.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Goodhead.
So okay. Josh says Austin Powers.
Oh, that's 100% Austin Powers. Has to be.
That is...
What?
A character from Moonraker. A James Bond character. Holly Goodhead.
Oh, Triple X edition?
This game's not going to be as easy as you think.
No, I thought this was going to be very easy. It's not. Okay.
I was kind of surprised. How about... maybe it will be. How about a lot of vagina? Maybe it will
Ooh,
be.
Is easier. That one?
Maybe it will be.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Austin Powers.
All right, that is correct.
Whoa, I was on the fence. Congratulations!
That is... That is right. I don't know if I should use that sound. Jake, oh, you figured out the technology.
Oh my God. I want to do it too.
He's how about Xenia on a top? Xenia on a top. Is that awesome?
That's going to be James Bond.
Yeah, I'll also say James.
You James are Boy. Correct. It is James Bond. It is from GoldenEye. How about Dr. Molly Warmflash? Dr. Molly Warmflash.
Go with Jamie. Jamie B again.
James B.
Okay, you guys are neck and neck, yeah. 4-4 here. How about, what did I do here? Uh-oh, did I delete too much? No. How about Dixie Normus? Take your time, boys. Take your time.
I'm going to go with Austin Powers.
Whoa!
I agree.
Wow, okay. That's another 2 points. All right. Maybe this game... how about Dink? That's the name, Dink.
James Bond.
James Bond?
This game's too easy. Yes, you're both correct.
Waiting for the absurd ones.
How about Foxy Cleopatra?
Austin Powers, I remember her. That was Beyonce.
Yes. Oh,
thanks.
Austin Powers. Yeah, there you go. That's correct.
Oh, shit.
How about Basil Exposition?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Correct. All right. How about, this is actually the last one. Fook you.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
That is correct. Look at that. You guys won the game. Austin Powers or James Bond? They won.
Come on, babies. Work with me, people. All right. Show me love.
That's it. That's the game. Way too easy, I realize. But, you know, sometimes you got
to
take...
it's hard to
tell. I would call it an artistic risk, you know.
Yeah. I did, you know, and I was picking up on that because of my art.
That is something you guys would call it.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Got a grug brain over here.
Yes. Yeah, see, it was... Oh, my God. Well, that's how you play the game. This is, you know what? This is going to be a bit on the shorter side of an episode, but that, you know what? That's okay. They probably need a break. You know, sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes we can give our listeners a little break.
Yeah, we've been, our episodes have been a little long lately, so.
Yeah, hell, nice, we need a little short, break. Sweet one.
Damn. We do need a little break.
Take it easy,
listeners. We're announcing that we're taking 2 years off.
We should, we should have seasons though, eh? So we could have time off. Fuck it. Let's just go forever. Well, I will end it with this. I don't know if I said this, or yes, I did say this before, but if you want to leave us a message, bingercringepod.com. Oh my God, no. We gave out the wrong URL. It says bingercringe.com. Did I say pod?
You did just now, but before we were saying bingercringe.com.
Okay, so bingercringe.com. You can leave us a voice message. We'll play it on the next show, or you can email us at binge or cringe pod. @gmail.com. That's where I got confused.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, thanks for listening. And we don't have a show lined up for next week, but you know what? You boys will figure it out. We always do. We've been doing this for 30 plus weeks. We got it. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.